She's not one of those TV news divas known by just one name, like Diane, Barbara, or Katie, but over four decades, Lynn Scherr has been a fixture of network news. She started in the 1970s, quite literally pushing her way into the business. She's covered the women's movement, the space program, and politics. She's now a correspondent for the ABC News magazine 2020. Lynn Scherr's had a front-row seat to history and an intimate and sometimes painful view of changes in network news, both in terms of how events are covered and who's covering them. She has a new memoir called Outside the Box. She wants young women to understand what it was like back in the days when women were turned away from newsrooms by editors who said, "I'm sorry, we don't hire girls."
The reason that women were not being hired to be in broadcasting was that the executives in charge truly believed that, here we go, our voices were too high and squeaky, right? Listen to yours, listen to mine. And that we had no authority. The president of NBC News said in 1971, and I quote, "I have the strong feeling that audiences are less prepared to accept news from a woman's voice than from a man's." A vice president of radio news said, "Many women may be fine in everyday conversation, but put them in front of a microphone and a camera, and something happens to them. They become affected, overdramatic, high-pitched. Some turn sexy and sultry. With a man, you seldom have this problem." Needless to say, as soon as women got on the air and in front of cameras, our ratings were just terrific.
Then there's a wonderful story in your book where you describe a time when, in 1980, when you were asked to speak to the RTNDA, the Radio Television News Directors Association, and you were asked to deliver a woman's speech. Tell me about that.
I started my speech, "Good afternoon, I'm here today because you asked for a woman from ABC News." I then went on to make the point that I was appreciative that they didn't at least confuse me with all the other women at ABC News, and I listed every single woman on the air at ABC News, plus a few producers and an executive or two just to hit it out. And I talked about the fact that while indeed we had made progress and the network should be very pleased, I pointed out they had only done it under threat of lawsuits. I talked about sexual harassment. I talked about lower salaries for women. I talked about lots of things like that. I really socked it to them. I will tell you that I got a lukewarm applause from an audience almost entirely of men. By the way, I ended that speech by saying, "You invited me here today as a woman, and so I gave you the woman's speech. I hope someday you will invite me back as a correspondent so we can talk about the news." A couple of years later, RTNDA called me up and said, "Come back as a correspondent." I went back and I talked about the news.
This book is in many ways a story of survival. You have been in network news for many years, and when you delivered that speech at the RTNDA, all those names you listed of the women that were working at ABC, most of them aren't there anymore. Why is the turnover rate so high for women in broadcast news?
Do you believe it's higher for women than for men? I don't know.
Well, this would be not necessarily scientific, but it appears that there are more men who age gracefully, who are allowed to age gracefully in television than women. You see that in the network news, and you see that in local news all over the country, where you often see a distinguished older gentleman paired with a woman who's much younger than him.
Well, yes, our society does like that sort of father-daughter thing, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Or May, December,
either one. I think it's true that it's easier for men to age gracefully on television. I think it's also true that for years they didn't have to age gracefully. They could age in the most hideous way. I used to do interviews all the time where I asked the question, why are there allowed to be so many fat, balding men on television news, and a woman is not allowed to either age or let her hair go gray? And Michelle, you know as well as I do, lots of men are having plastic surgery today. It is not just the female correspondents. I do, however, think the burden is heavier on women. And, oh gosh, I mean, we all know the reason why, right? Things are different for women. We are held to a higher standard of beauty and youth, and that's just the way things are.
Might that change as all these baby boomers start to march, not into middle age, but a little bit past it? Might their viewing habits or standards change?
I certainly hope so. I believe that people like to see people of authority and experience, which often means people of a certain age. It's not necessarily going to draw in an audience just because someone is young and attractive. So, yeah, I hope you're right. And I hope that that's the kind of thing that will happen in the future.
Lynn, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Michelle, thank you.
Lynn Scher, her book is called Outside the Box, a memoir.